Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? USBWA Nationwide Radio, live on the air at 11 o'clock p.m. with your host, Murray's 187. And yes, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? A little change in plans. Raven's back on the air. Yeah, last night, she took a drowsy moment. She said, fuck that. I don't want to be around my host. I'm the co-host. I'm going to take a night off. So,
no,
ladies and gentlemen, right now, I cannot see, I can see web, but I can't see everything. Tonight we're having a little bit of trouble, so it looks like that, I don't know what it looks like. So this is basically turning into not playing any, probably any music tonight. This is probably going to be a talk show. Oh, God. I can't even see the time on here, actually. And if it starts working, we'll go back to our regular stated program here. But for right now, we're empty-handed with no music. And it looks like it's starting to come up, so we might be back in service here in a couple minutes or something like that. But, yeah. What do I want to bring up tonight? Man. Special thanks out to the people that stood the ground out there on Facebook. I do want to say that. I do appreciate it. And a lot of people might not understand where I'm coming from. But first of all, I want to thank God for it. I want to thank Wiz. What is her name? Helen. I want to thank Eastside. I want to thank a couple people that turned on, went up there, stood up, were bad at me. But did I call these people upon to come up there and do some reckless behavior? No. Actually, these people seen the post on Facebook, and they started responding all by themselves. And a lot of people were like, oh, you Leonard was like, you called these people out by yourselves. You called these people out. No, actually, because of who I am, Leonard, I actually get people that actually stand up for me out of the blue. Unlike you, Leonard, you had to tag people on top of tagging people or go inbox them just to get them to see your post, Tommy. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to say I'm better than you because I'm not. And that's right here with the witness tonight on my show. And no, let me state this clear for anybody that's listening. I did not threaten this man's family. So no matter what he talking on Facebook, blah, 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 if you want to fight me. If you want to talk to me, come on this show. I'll be more than glad to put on a Beef and Night show just to say it was done over the air. If you're not afraid to get your ass handed to you right over the air. Like, shit, I have no problem doing that. And people are like, why are you doing this? Why are you turn on still talking about this tonight? Because, well, my internet's kind of misbehaving tonight. Things are not going like planned. Things are, you know, just not the way they should be tonight. You know, there's a lot of talk, ladies and gentlemen. that this guy wants to whoop my ass. There's a lot of talk from this guy that's saying he's going to get people to kill me, to hunt me down. Yes, I posted some things out there, and I'll admit to it. But here's what I want to know. You say you a bad influence. You say you a bad motherfucker, right? Then why would you go to the Facebook police and snitch me out, homie? But see, here's what you did. You not only snitched me out, you lied to the police about what you actually sent to them. And see, you wrongfully accused me of having pornography. Which, if you listen on, or if you look on my Facebook, which I don't have the thing again, I should have copied it and reposted it again because it's not pornography. You feel me? So when it comes down to this, Leonard McDonald, you basically a bitch.
Yeah.
And that's just the way I'm going to call it like it is. You know, you can go back and say what you want. You can troubleshoot me any way that you're talking. You can da-da-da this. You can da-da-da-da that. You can kiss my motherfucking whatever. I don't even give a damn. All I want you to do is stand up and fight me. You feel me? With nobody else around. With just me and you. If you can't man the fuck up, then right on this show, this proves you a bitch. And it's going to state to the fact that you a wannabe-ass motherfucker. Because right now, the Facebook police has been calling me, telling me Leonard McDonald's the one that called. So, Leonard McDonald, you like everybody to know that you're a bitch-ass cop calling a little faggot? You're supposedly this high-top dude that's supposedly this high-top rapper because he thinks he's better than somebody. Well, look, it looks like you're a little bit scared, homie. You had to call the Facebook police, nigga. Boy, what happened? Mr. Talk, I'm a big man. I'm going to do it the fuck you want. That you're going to have me hunted down. You're going to kill me. You even told people to try to make them believe you that you told them that I tried to kill your family, that I threatened to do all this to you. Homie, you ask anybody that's on my radio show. They will tell you, if I'm going to come at you, believe me, I'm going to get to you. And the bad part is, I don't got to go very far. The motherfucker lives up in Lansing. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is right in Lansing. Punk-ass motherfuckers. And turn around, go out there and lie to other people. And you know what this means? This means a lot of people are going to hunt that boy down. Because he lied on one of the most respected men of any planet or of any place. No, I'm not better than nobody. I'm not tougher than nobody. I can take an ass beat. You feel me? And my internet is back up, ladies and gentlemen. So, why don't we do this? We're going to take a little break. We're going to play some of our Zoo Cruise music here. And I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to play this for a reason, three-page letter. And you understand why I just played this. Facebook. We talking about that you tried to get me locked the fuck up. Them Facebook police, they for real the police, my nigga. Come on. We get arrested over some shit that didn't even happen. You feel what I'm saying? So, ladies and gentlemen, that song right there, I salute my homie, the Zoo Crew, the Black family, the Black Sheep family. I call them the Black Sheep Familiar. You feel me? Much respect and mad respect go out there to Ellis Hayes, man. I salute you, man. And keep it motherfucking 100. Don't ever let someone tell you you ain't on your game, because right there, obviously, I'm putting it on my show. If it ain't, if it comes on my show, it ain't. It must be good if it's on my show. Like tonight, I'm fucking stuttering. Like I'm so fucking laughing. I'm so in this fucking all across the fucking world tonight right now. You're not even gonna get it. You ask my co-host. I'm fucking laughing up a yin-yang tonight. So, and I'm sitting there right here drinking some Mountain Dew, you feel me? But, you know, I'm going to bring on somebody. Just before I do bring that person on, I'm going to say this. There's a female that got caught up tonight. And, oh, shit.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let me just put it this way, yo. She turned around and, you know, I played it off. I'm just going to tell it just like this. I knew there was something funny about this chick, and I just sat there and was like, yo, for real? You know, so I went with it. Well, tonight I was looking on Facebook. Hey, so she's talking about another dude. It shows that she's trying to say that she misses this other dude. She wants to be with this dude. And she just lost the best love that she ever had. When she's sitting there telling people that she's with it. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. She's sitting there telling people. This is out of her own words. I got texts to prove it. Anybody wants to see it, I'll put that shit up on Facebook. You feel me? Like, I'm not lying to nobody. But the chick actually sat there and thinks she's with me, telling people that she's with me, calling me baby, doing all this shit, right? Well, tonight, I was in the fucking room, up in room one on a different line. And my homeboy's sitting right there, right? I'm like, yo, do you know that homegirl over here has got a boyfriend? He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, you better get your ass up on Facebook. He goes to check up on Facebook, this, that. You know what I mean? Next thing comes down to it, she leaves the room. You know what I mean? So me and homeboy are sitting there passing along text messages that she been sending us both. And then, and see, the funny thing is, right after she said me one thing, she tells him another. Then she said right there, you know what I mean, the shit's funny. And she was like, oh, she took me to a different room. She was like, yo, look, I like him better because obviously I sent him more pictures. I'm like, what? What does pictures have to do with any of this? You feel me? Like, if you like someone, you would all play someone's mind. If you got a man, last time she turned around and told me that she just got out of a relationship and all this. You feel me? Like, she didn't hurt me. The fucked up part about this whole story is she played like 3 or 4 people tonight. You feel me? So, am I worried about it? No, because this bitch just got caught up. And that's what needs to happen. Anybody out there fucking around, you need to get caught up. Believe me, you need to get checked. Because you're not being 100. So, with this being said, whatever, I'm doing what I'm doing tonight. And I'm going to bring out if Eastside's on this phone line right here, we're going to bring out Eastside real quick. And we're going to talk to him because he was actually on that fucking page for probably about 2 minutes or so. Because it's like on a non-men block right here. So, but we're going to bring Eastside on. We're going to talk to him. Because he was actually on this post with the Leonard deal. And then we're going to come back and talk to my co-host. Then we're going to bring Eastside and them on back on the phone lines. Okay, is it going to work? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's slowly working. I don't know what's going on right now. Yet again, oh, I know what's going on. My internet went out. What were you saying over there, co-host? Because I know you were about to say something.
None. I'm sitting back, just biting on my nails.
You might as well say it, because my internet's not going to be back for a second. I was going to bring on Eastside and them. But, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like I'm not going to be able to bring them on for right at this point. If I don't, ladies and gentlemen, we will bring back Eastside and them tomorrow. I'll make sure they're here so we can break it down. And he can sit there and tell you half of the shit that was said on that motherfucker, man. Like, this motherfucker just went.
They're pumping my ass up over there.
But, He was just sitting there blowing fucking shit out of the fucking weekend. Like, people just fucking started talking shit back to this dude. Like, they're like, man, I think you a punk-ass bitch. Like, this dude even went so far as to think I was DMX. I'm not DMX. My nickname from DMX is DMC. And see, I'm admitting that on the air, and I'm telling anybody, I used to fuck with my boy down in California. Me and D talk on Facebook. You feel me? Yes, DMX has got like 2 to 3 pages. But you just got to figure out which one's his. You feel me? Because there are more pages out there that people are trying to bribe people and trying to tell them, hey, look, this is my page. I'm DMX, or you got some people claiming to be T.I. You know what I mean? The fuck out of here, Leonard McDonald. You going around telling people that I'm DMX? I ain't DMX. My name is Murder Ace 187, little bitch. The fuck out of here. You feel me? Like, how is some little ass nigga gonna tell me that? And the only reason I can swear on this fucking radio, because number one, it's mine. Number two, it's rated R, bitch. I don't think we're going to be able to unmute you guys. I'm just letting you guys know right now, because I know they're able to hear me. Tomorrow, I promise to have Eastside back on here, and we're going to get the scoop from his side, because I'm not even going to interrupt this cat. I'm going to let this cat tell you what, from word to word, what we said, blah, da, da, da. You know what I mean? I ain't even worried about it. You know what I mean? And from what was told to me before I got blocked again, before I wasn't able to respond to anything, people were deleting the shit of what they were saying to me. You feel me? But I did take some screenshots, so fuck you. Yeah, that's what we saying, Leonard McDonald. Telling people to take back what they said to me. You can't take back what you say to somebody. Once someone hears that shit, your ass is quick. I mean, and like once people hear this radio show, I'm telling you right straight up, anybody on this radio show with me knows for a fact, anybody that knows me knows I want you, Leonard. Everybody knows I'm not scared to die, homie. So all this shit that you were gonna take a gun and blow my brains out? Bitch, please. And the only thing I said about your fams is that you got family, that you got a wife, you got your kids. Take care of them. Stop talking shit to people. Wanna know something? We're gonna try this again. If we're able to do it, we're gonna take a little bit of time, and then we're gonna try to come back to my co-host. Alright. Let's try this one more time.
Oh, now you got the word.
You there?
Yeah, you need to update your internet, maybe.
No, it's just some shit with my hotspot.
They got a room full of people, motherfucker. Big Mike in here, he heard you over there. He's like, damn, cuz, can I say something right quick? And I'm like, nigga, we're on mute. It's on a radio show.
Ethan, I'm going to do this
no,
for you. Listen, Ethan.
You
want
me to...
Tomorrow I'm going to have you come back.
That Leonard McDonald fat
ass nigga. Listen to me, Ethan. Tomorrow I'm going to have you come back and we're going to talk to you, like right after we play the music and shit, because we're only looking at 3 minutes right now, and that's not even enough time, because that minute mark, that don't even last very long. You feel me? So, we're
going to
bring you back tomorrow. If my internet wouldn't have been fucked up, tomorrow we're going to make sure before the radio show, just before the radio show, everything's working right. Because if it's not, I'm just going to have you call me, and I'm going to have you on my three-way, and then we're going to talk to you. But I still would like Mama to still call in.
I
way,
have an announcement, Mike.
What's up?
Me and Mama work things out. We're back together.
Well, that's good. Welcome, caller. You need to stay calm for a quick second. But I still would like Mama to call in on the radio. That way, afterwards, she can call you and throw you back on. And we want to talk to you tomorrow about this. And we're gonna try to get some of the other people. I'm gonna try to get Helen on here. I'm going to try to get the other people that were involved in this situation, and they will tell this punk-ass little motherfucking rapper, wannabe-ass, whack-ass motherfucker, that kind of claimed to be Mickey's. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell you right now, you're a bitch motherfucker, and people even joined in. They joined in all by themselves. Eastside, before we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I joined on my own.
Okay. See, you guys got a witness right there from Eastside. He joined on his own. All the people that helped me out, I did not tag in. So you can take your little bitch ass, Leonard, and fucking fly it on the flea wheel. Go ahead and tell it like it was. Like it is, homie. I ain't no
or
friend
you
to you.
Go playing traffic like I told you, pussy ass nigga.
And look, Wiz even told you, bitch. Wiz came out of nowhere.
Yo.
And told you little ass.
Yo, cuz, can I say something on this little bitch?
There ain't nobody
We got 41 seconds left, so...
Yo, Lamar, fuckboy, retarded, inbred bitch. Yo, wait till I get your address and your fucking information, your phone number, and all that shit, and I'll make a trip, bitch. And I'll put a motherfucking gun to your fucking head, bitch boy, and you must believe. Nigga, I'm the wrong nigga to fuck with. You're fucking with my cousin Murder Ace to the case. Yeah. You fucking with the wrong nigga. The wrong fucking family, bitch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to cut you guys off, and I'll try to be in there in a minute because the radio show is over.
All right, cuz.
All right, I'll talk to you guys, and you guys remember, make sure you're not doing anything tomorrow. Make sure you stay your ass awake. Big Mike, you need to stay your ass awake
up,
and bring
up.
You need to call
me.
Big Mike, you need to stay your ass awake,
what
and
up?
You need to bring your happy ass all by yourself on this fucking radio show so I can do, you know, talk to you. I'm one of these radio shows one night. You feel me?
Yeah, you need to support that nigga, yo.
Yeah. Well, I need your number again, cuz. And,
Hey, are you able to get on Facebook? Because I just gave you my brand new Facebook because, as you heard, Mr. Bitch-ass motherfucking Rotunda, little motherfucking little White House boy, turned around, got me Facebook jailed again for 3 days. So I had to make me a new Facebook.
Hey, right now I'm getting on Facebook right now.
Well, I'm going to drop you guys off. I'm going to call right in real quick and then probably be over in a little bit.
Alright, pimpin'. Yeah, like Big Mike said, hurry the fuck up. Yo, where'd he go? I know it didn't end that quick.
He'll be sus.
No.